Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God this afternoon. And indeed, we are sold out. Amen. After our agape fellowship, we pray with you, our visitor, our friend. Amen. To fill a part of the agape family. Amen. This time, I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18. And we're going to be reading the latter portion of the scripture. Very good. Amen. I'm here with guests from the military.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is in that place. Amen. As the praise team was singing, we were worshiping and praising the Lord. There's such a spirit of heaviness. Amen. It seems to be in the church. The Word of God lets us know that when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
Amen. The devil's chief objective is to try to assail us in our minds mentally before we come to church. When our minds are assailed, we cannot receive with meekness God's engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls. So we're going to pray that God lifts, amen, that God frees minds. And we also want to pray for Sister Jackson. She's not feeling well, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are our children. Lord, we thank you that in our time of need, we can come unto you with all of our burdens and weights. And Lord, this afternoon, you know every situation, Father God, that exists in every life. We sit now in the name of Jesus, subject. Lord, rebuke, Lord, deliver, Lord, set free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Jackson in this time of need. Lord, touch her body. Lord, heal her. Yes. Lord, these blessings and favor with our hand. And we all say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 18. I'm going to read verses 29. We will conclude by reading verse 32. If we have it, we'll say amen. Let us read. Yet said the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is my people. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel. Everyone according to his ways, says the Lord. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. So iniquity shall not be your norm. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord. Wherefore turn yourselves and then be. May the Lord bless you to the reading of the word. Amen. As I stated, as the praise team was singing, you know, just all week, this God places a special burden when it comes to the people of God. Amen. Unfortunately, many of us are fighting some situations. Hey, can you put the cartoon? Humorous, but it's true. Many of us are fighting some situations. Amen. And the problem is not God. The problem is not God's word. But the problem is too many of us are holding on to our ways. Amen. We refuse to submit to God. I believe the title of it says, Woe is me. Trouble, trouble, and more trouble. Amen. If you look at them, this individual looked like they just don't have anything to live for. Amen. Despondent is completely out of it. And he says, hey, I thought they said I would have life more abundantly. They told me to bring my problems to Jesus and leave them there. He's rationalizing about why he feels this emptiness. Why there is a void within. It's a cartoon, but it represents a lot of the life that we live. He said, just think, I have done everything I was told God's word will open the eyes of the mind. Amen. God's word will search it. Everything in our lives is not right. It's just still look at me. Amen. And then the next illustration gives us some of these problems. He said, now I'm told to let go and let God. I'm told to let go and let God. But there's an issue. Amen. He's not really concerned with God's will. He still wants to please self. He said, hey, if I let go and let God, I might not like the end results. If I do it God's way, I might not be too happy with the end result. Now, he said, I did everything, but there was some part he was holding back. Amen. He did not give all. Sort of like Ananias and Sapphira, when they went and sold a portion of land, and they came to the man of God, and he asked, have you given all? They said, yes, we've given all. But they held part back. I'm afraid this afternoon and next thing said, I just can't let go like that. Woe is me. I'm afraid this afternoon, even in our service, even in our walk with God, some of us are still holding some things back. Some of us haven't really let go and let God. Amen. We trust God so far, but I'm not sure that we trust God to be our Father, our Savior, and our Creator. So we hold on to certain things because we don't like to feel as though we're not in control. Well, brothers and sisters, I'll let you know this today, no matter what you hold back, you're still not in control. Because God is in control. Well, Ezekiel is dealing with some issues with the children of Israel. Amen. And it might reflect some of us in the way we act and the way we approach God. He mentions it a little earlier, but in verse 29, you can read it from verse 21 on, because he was dealing with the children of Israel feeling though God is not just. Amen. Feeling though God had given them a lot for which they did not deserve. So in their rationalizing and in their consideration, they were thinking God is not fair. Amen. We don't have to voice that, but sometimes our lives express that. We don't voice that we feel as though God is not fair, that God is not equal. Amen. We don't see it with our words. We're just like the cartoonists. We do everything, but there's some part we're still holding back. Verse 29 reads, yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. They say God is not fair. Amen. God, in my mind, I thought you would do it this way. So they said, oh, I don't feel as though God is fair. The way of the Lord is not equal. Oh, house of Israel, are not my ways equal. Amen. God's ways are always equal. God's ways are always intended to deliver us. But the problem that we encounter in trusting God is we figure out how God is going to do it. Well, God tells them in the book of Isaiah, in the day that you seek after me with all of your heart, then shall you find me. Not the day that you seek after me with part of the heart. Not in the day that you seek after me holding portions of the heart back. But in the day that you seek after me with all of your heart, then shall you find me. And he says a little earlier then, he said, well, remember this, and you seeking me. And you're trying to find direction for your life. It's important that you remember that you are healed, you are flesh. And that you remember that I am the Almighty God. Right. It's important for you to realize that my ways are past, find it out. Therefore, in your quest for deliverance, remember that your thoughts are not my thoughts. Amen. You say my ways. You said God is not fair. You say God is giving you an unjust law or unjust way to care. God says, well, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And neither are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts to your thoughts and my ways to your ways. So you are in a depression. You feel oppressed. You have no joy. You have no peace because you won't seek after my will with all your heart. Amen. We trust God so far. Amen. But in the depths of our souls, we don't really have confidence that God is going to work it out. We don't really have confidence that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, my question to you this afternoon, do you love the Lord? Can we give him a wave offering?
Yes.
Let's give him a wave offering. Well, God says, if you love me, all things will work together for the good.
Right.
So don't try to figure God out. Amen. Don't bring an indictment that God is not equal or that God is not fair. And what the devil will do in the playground of our minds, he'll bring up some situations and other things and people in the past. And instead of us believing God and his word for the present, we go through the playground of our minds and we visualize and we imagine things and say God is not fair. Amen. God, now you told me that if I do this, you do that. Amen. God, I've been doing all. But there is a little part down on the inside. Amen. There's some ways that we have that we have not surrendered.
Yes.
Amen. There's some ways that we've held on to that we are really afraid to trust God. Amen. I like what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. After he had been determined in his own religiosity, and amen, that's a problem for a lot of us in the same today. We live in religiosity. Well, what is religiosity? I just do everything to look all right. Amen. But Paul realized that when the Lord stopped him in his tracks, your troubles are not intended to overthrow you. God is simply trying to get your attention. When he stopped Paul or Saul at that time in his track, and he saw him realize that in his own self-righteousness, he really was fighting against God. Paul or Saul at that time decided he would surrender all. And saints of God, that's what I encourage you to do this afternoon. It's time to surrender all. Some of those ways that you've been holding on to and refusing to change, it's time to surrender all. When Saul realized that he, in his best day he was nothing more than dead, when Saul realized that in all of his righteousness he was still a filthy man, he looked unto God, he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Amen. How many can say that from the depths of your soul? Lord, not what I want to do, because see, a lot of us, we come to God, but we tell God what we will and won't do. Amen? I'll do this, but I won't do that. You see, I don't want to say, remember this, when Samuel went to the house of Jesse to choose the king for Israel. Amen. Samuel, though he was a godly and a righteous man, he was judged based on the outward appearance. And in Samuel saw some things, and in Samuel seeing them, he said, surely this is the Lord's anointing. It's a danger when we try to assess God through our own eyesights and not through his mind and through his will. And God said, well, Samuel, I don't see as man see. Amen. Everybody in the church is singing your praises. Everybody in the church is patting you on the back. They prophesy, though it may not have been from God, what you're going to be. God said, I see not as men see. God said, no. permission to just take full control, and then you lead me in the way that you have me to go. Too many fighting unnecessary battles. Too many putting up too many facades of righteousness. When God judges us, brothers and sisters, it won't be based on this outward man, but it'll be based on a part of us that will live on forever somewhere, and that's our heart or our soul, which represents the seat of our emotion. So when God looks at us, know we dress right, and we come to church in our finest. Amen. And we look so good, but Jesus called them white acceptance. He said, you clean up the outside. Yes. Amen. Everything is just right on the outside. But God, the Lord Jesus said, but inside there's some issues that makes you unclean. You look pretty good on the outside, but Jesus said, oh, you hypocrite. He said, first clean up the inside, and then the outside will be clean. The issue this afternoon is my heart. Amen. It's not important to say the right things. You know, we've learned holiness happening. We can say, Lord, I do this. Oh, that person don't fire from God. God says, I see something down on the inside. I see a heart condition. Amen. I see that there's a need for a change. The psalmist David, after he fell God and he went to God, he said, Lord, I just need you to remember this, that I was shaping in iniquity and in sin that my mother conceived me. He said, Lord, Lord, this afternoon, I don't know about you, but every day I ask God, do something special for me. He said, Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. This afternoon, we need God to do some washing.
Hallelujah.
We need God to do some cleaning. And then he said, Lord, after you wash me, Lord, after you clean me,
yes,
create within me a clean heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They didn't realize, Lord, something down on the inside just ain't right. Lord, I thought the king of the anointed, only one higher than me is you, and I still have an issue. And it's not an issue in my position. It's not an issue in my authority. It's not an issue in me being the head of my house. He said, but it's a heart condition. Lord, when I search myself, and that's why the Lord Jesus said, if we judge ourselves, we have no need to be judged. At this particular period in David's life, he was judging himself. And he said, Lord, when I look at what I see, I'm not too happy. He said, so Lord, I want you to create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. So David was telling God right then, my heart, my right, my spirit is wrong. I need you to create a new heart and renew a right spirit. Amen. Well, what are you saying, Psalmist? David is saying, Lord, cast me not out of your presence. I realize I feel I've come short. Lord, don't cast me away from your presence, and most of all, take now your Holy Spirit away from me. David was able to say, finally, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy, not my salvation, but thy salvation. Lord, is anything that goes against God and His Word. That is a transgression. Now, I heard an old man in the apostolic faith, an apostolic father, said this. He said, you know, I've learned through the years, God people will always ask God for things. They will always make a request to God for change, for blessings, and for help. He said, but then they turn around and do despite to the Spirit of God and won't honor Him by keeping His Word. He said, that is the greatest abomination. For you to turn your ears away from hearing God's law and then turn around and ask God to help you. That's an abomination. He said, I've seen through the years God people get to a point where they really will not submit themselves to God and His Word. Amen. He said, turn away from all this transgression that he has committed. He shall surely live and not die. Verse 29 reads, yet said the house of Israel, the way of the law still is not equal. Israel's issue was they refused to get out of the way. To this day, Israel is still spiritually blinded because they refuse to believe God and His Word. Well, what is the indictment against Israel is a heart condition. Amen. Because with a heart, man believeth unto salvation. So the issue, the reason Israel is blind is because of their hearts. They have determined how they believe God's going to work instead of believing His Word for how He's going to work. He said, oh, the house of Israel are not my ways when it comes to God. Brothers and sisters, God is not unrighteous. God is not unjust. Amen. God, most of all, is not a man. So when we try to understand God, we cannot understand it to our mentality. We can only understand God by faith. Amen. We want deliverance. We want help. Stop making unfair accusations to God, honey. You know, you said, well, I don't do that. You ever look at a situation and you say, God, why could that be me? You're telling God He's not equal. You're telling God He's not fair. You're telling God, God, you should have did it this way. That was a problem with Israel. He said, all right, your ways are equal. He's talking about Israel. Therefore, I will judge your house of Israel, everyone according to what you do. God says, finally, when I judge you, I'm going to judge you based on how you live every day. I'm going to judge you based on your ways. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. Once you call on Him, He says, repent. And then turn from all. You know, we say, well, God understands. Yes, God understands that you need to repent. And you need to change from all of your. Say, well, I'm good in most of the ways, but I got some issues. You need to turn. Amen. You cannot get God's blessings until you turn. If my people, which are called by my name, the first thing that you have to do is what? Humble yourself. Amen. You can't keep holding on to you and what you feel and what you think. You must humble yourself. from your wicked way. After we do that, God said, then will I hear from heaven. Now, some of us are probably thinking, I've been praying for a long time, but nothing has changed. Have you fully humbled yourselves? Have we fully submitted to God? And most of all, have we turned? Well, I've been like this most of my life. That's not the step that we take to change. We must turn from, he says, all your transgressions. Amen. Let's go to the next verse, verse 31. He said, cast away from all your and Solomon the wise man that ever lived said, it's the small fox that spoils the vine. Why? You can see the big fox, but the small fox is able to burrow underneath. He's able to hide himself. So there's some issues that are hiding themselves. Amen. It's the little things that are hindering our progress, our blessings from God. Why? We're not fully submitted. Amen. So he goes and says, why about have ye transgressed and make ye a what? New heart and a new spirit. God wants us to change. One of the things that he told the children of Judah, amen, before they went into captivity, he told them, he said, you go through the ceremonial part of salvation. Amen. You testify, you sing, you pray, you fast. He said, all ceremonial parts, you do well. He said, in your unrighteousness, you always win your guard in the book of Job. God said, I'm not interested in what you do on the outward display. He said, it's time to stop winning your garment. He said, then it's time to win your heart. What is it they're talking about? My heart. It's time for the change to take place in the heart. Because when the heart changes, it changes the whole being. We can't get God's blessing walking in our own stubbornness. We cannot get God's blessing walking in our own will. God told Samuel to tell Saul to obey is better than sacrifice. And the heart in the fair end. God's desire is for us to obey his voice and to obey his word. Let's go to Psalms 119 verse 1. God's desire is for our hearts to be right. Amen. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, the heart is deceitful above everything else. The heart, he said, is deceitful above all things, and most of it is also desperately wicked. He said, so I need you to rid your heart and not your garment. Amen. I know what you say in church. I know what you say when everybody is watching you, but you still have the part of you that you have not let go of. God said, I need you to bring about a spiritual change. Saints of God, this afternoon, let's promise God we're going to rid our hearts and not our garment. And Job, the next verse, it says, Job said, now it's time to seek God with all of our hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Not with some of our hearts, but we search him with, seek him with all of our hearts. He said, then who knows whether or not God may repent and leave you a blessing. But God can't help us as long as we do it our way. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So the issue we're dealing with this afternoon is the heart. Amen. God, why even a change? God said, I can't change until you change. I can't bless you until you think through the things that bring about a blessing. God says, now, if you are obedient to my word, if you hearken Bless the man that keep his testimony and that seek him. How do you get blessing? Seek him with what heart? Part of the heart? That's an assessment that we have to make this afternoon. How are you seeking after God? I don't have the blessings that everybody else has. I just sit around and wonder, when is God going to bless me? Are you seeking God with a whole heart? You know God knows. You know God knows. Because when you're seeking with the whole heart, you keep all his testimonies. You do the word of God. Amen. There's a sin today. It's time to do you. No, it's time to do God and let him bless you. Amen. No time to keep doing us. It's time to seek him with a whole heart and with a whole desire. Lord, I'm in a place that I don't like. I'm in a mindset that I don't like. So God, how do I bring a valley change? Seek him with a whole heart. There's no other remedy. There's no other way to get God's blessings. Bless the day and keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, and when they walk, they don't walk in their ways. They walk in. This is how we get a blessing. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts. If I'm going to do it, am I going to do it half-hearted? If I'm seeking God and I'm praying and asking God for help, I'm not going to do it according to what I think. You know, a lot of times we like to make this excuse and go, oh, you don't know how beat up I am and how tired I am and how I can't do this. Or I'm going to do this, but I just can't do it tonight. Or I can't do it today. Or I can't do it this week, God, but I'm going to do it eventually. Then the very next moment something would happen that we like, and all of a sudden we are bright and glorious. Isn't it more important that we please God? Isn't it more important that we submit to God? Isn't it more important that we seek him with our whole heart? And I believe David told Solomon, God is going to bless you if you seek him with your whole heart and your whole desire. Amen. Because when you seek with your whole desire, then God will give us the desires of our hearts. Your whole heart and your whole desire. Say, well, I'm going to get some of the blessings. That's because you're not seeking it with the whole heart and the whole desire. So God will not give you the desires of your heart until you seek him the right way. Amen. So the psalmist goes on to say, thou hast all that my ways were directed to keep thy. You can't get a blessing from God. And this is the saddest thing for people of God. Trying to get a blessing from God, but we're doing it our ways. We won't change. We refuse to submit. We refuse to say, Lord, it's yours. I just gotta let this thing go. I've been working on it and fighting and fussing and arguing, and all I've done is got blood pressure, low forehead, have no peace, have no joy. So finally, it's time to say, Lord, I surrender all. God will not bless you until you seek him with the whole heart and the whole desire. Amen. When we begin to seek God the whole heart and the whole desire, then he will make even our enemies to be at peace. Why? Because God blesses you according to the desires of your whole heart. Now, you say, well, what's the whole heart? The whole heart is like, even, I'm going to tell you about me. All right? Because I can't tell you about you. I can tell you about me. There's a whole lot of me that I keep working on every day. Amen. Like I told you before, in the privacy of my own club, when it's the Lord and I, I say, Lord, change. Lord, fix it. Lord, it's not important what man thinks. It's more important what you think. Amen, Lord. I don't care if I never preach another message, just let me be saved. Let me be saved from my heart, Lord. So in my one-on-ones with you, God, I don't like that part of the team out. Now, you know, anybody ever had surgery? Anybody ever had surgery? I had surgery. Surgery is not a pretty thing. Because after it finished coming, there is some pain. There's some part of us we need God to do some exploratory surgery. We need God to cut out some stuff. So at the end of the cutting, you may hurt for a little while, but after it will yield the peaceable fruits of righteousness to those that search after God. So Lord, cut it out. Lord, I thought 30 years ago I had overcome this, Lord, I need you to cut it out. Lord, that thing is malignant and it is growing little by little. In the beginning, I only acted up a little bit, but when I look at myself today, I'm acting up more. Lord, the malignancy is growing. Lord, cut it out. Lord, I'm looking at the hard parts of the valve. They're not working like they should work because of me. Lord, cut it out. We need God to work on our whole heart and our whole desire. Get rid of all of those excuses because God seeth not as man seeth. Man is judging you based on what they see, but God says, no. You know that part of you that's not right? You know that part of you that you've been holding on to? You know that part of you that when nobody else is watching, you're in iniquity, transgression, and sin? God said that you can't do sin, iniquity, and transgression, and expect any blessing. So in your my privacy time, when you're all by yourself, get it right. We can always get it right in church. Amen. But God sees us when nobody else sees us. God sees you when you're out of the church. God sees you when you're not around the saints. So now, Lord, I need to seek you with my whole heart and my whole desire. Can I get a praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
For you, but when I preach, I gotta preach to me first. So most of y'all will probably pat yourselves way on back and say, I'm all right. But I can tell you that there's something down inside of me. Hallelujah. There's a ways down inside of me that I need God to touch. There's a ways down inside of me that I need God to move. So I say, Lord, dear Lord, here I am. It's no longer time to go through all the formalities. Amen. It's no longer time to keep going to church, walking the church stairs. But then what we need, we just don't have it right. You're going to play it. What we need, we just don't have it right. It's time to be clean in the heart. You know, God knows. When nobody else sees you, that's when it counts the most. When nobody else is watching. When it's you and whoever, whatever, God sees you. The sin that David did, he tried to cover it. But when you cover sin, the man of God, God will always let him know. Though he may not have reproached you, God knows when you haven't got it all together right. Let us stand as the ministers and all the team come forward. Salvation is not based on this convenience. Salvation is